We'll do what we can when we can. At the moment, we're helpless. You might as well sit back and enjoy the ride.
All right, we're talking about bloatware and the recent controversy with Lenovo and the Superfish component that has significant security issues with it, and really just how much crap comes on a PC when you buy it. You plug it in, it's incredible. And I'll give you an example of the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Now, listen, one of the key things that's important to understand, I mean, there's really two things. Number one, bloatware is in the eye of the beholder. There are people, and I'll read this list to you, and I know there are some of you out there that will say, no, I like that app. Oh, no, that's important. That's good for me. And I'm not saying it isn't, but it isn't for everyone. I mean, you know, the reality is every one of these apps I'm gonna read to you, you could download, or you could sign up for the service yourself voluntarily. But see, the manufacturers get a small payment for each machine that gets sold with this software included. And one of the tricks, the second part of this little thing, this very subtle little trick, is that the HP, Lenovo, Toshiba, they're all, you know, many of them use this little trick. Well, they will OEM some bloatware. So you'll get an HP app that'll say, you know, HP blah, 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 whatever it is. HP Cloud Drive or something. Mm-hmm. Well, it isn't actually HP Cloud Drive. There's no such thing as HP Cloud Drive. It's a cloud storage company that is contracted with HP. They just OEM the service for them. Mm-hmm. Really, it's only technically, legally contracted HP Cloud. Okay, it's really Dropbox or whoever else. I'm just giving an example. So let me read some of these things to you. They will sound very familiar. Wild Tangent Games, Amazon. On Toshiba laptops, they have a thing called Bookplace. Also, deals and offers. They provide an eBay. Also, Evernote, Hulu, iHeart, Netflix, Next Issue Magazines, Norton Studio, Retail Processor App Productivity for Windows, Smart Audio, Software Updates, unfortunately, what that does is it doesn't update Windows. That updates the bloatware. This is for a Toshiba. You get Toshiba Central, Toshiba Favorites, Toshiba Media Player by S Media. There's a great example of OEMing. Mm-hmm. They sign a deal with S Media to include this. They get a small amount of money. They call it Toshiba Media. So you're thinking, oh, well, I've got a Toshiba and I need to have my Toshiba software. Mm-hmm. Toshiba registration, which is a pain in the butt, because what happens is once you register, it stays on the machine and in the toolbar, mm-hmm. in the system tray. Toshiba Start. Now that's just, you know, an example for Toshiba. Very similar list for Asus. Wild Tangent's also on there. Asus Photo Director, Asus Power Director, Asus Web Storage. Great example of contracting, OEMing, an online storage service and calling it Asus. A whole bunch. I'm not going to get into all of them. The worst offender is Lenovo. Second worst, HP. Dell, Asus are down the list. Now, you can go through after you plug your machine in and uninstall all this stuff, but it isn't always clear. You know, you know when you see Asus Live Update or Asus on-screen display, you think, I mean, that might be important to my Asus laptop. Should I really get rid of it? Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have to ask an expert if you don't know. Or what you can do is you can go to one of my favorite little utilities, free for home personal use, PC Decrapifier. Ooh. Now, this is different than CCleaner.
Nice.
CCleaner's original name was Crap Cleaner. And people thought it was a little, less than classy name, so they shortened it to Sea Cleaner, but we all know what it stood for. Well, these guys, man, they're out there. They're overt. They don't care. PC Decrapifier. If you go to PCDecrapifier.com, you can download this thing for free, and then you run it. And it's great because it does a great job. And you don't have to be worried. It's very safe. You don't have to go through your installed list and say, "Ooh, geez, is that something I really ought to have? I don't know the details of that." You know, you got to do that for 30 different apps. It takes you forever. PC Decrapifier does a great job of getting it. It does exactly what the name says. It's brilliant. And it is free for home, individual, non-commercial use. Check it out at PCDecrapifier.com. And, you know, shame on Lenovo, shame on some of these other manufacturers. You know, one of my big irritating things is the Wild Tangent folks. They've become a lot less aggressive over the years, a little more professional, but still not great stuff. You know, any machine I see that the owner doesn't specifically insist that it stay on it, it's gone as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, tough news for Lenovo over the last couple of weeks, big controversy with the Superfish thing, but it's great because it's really exposed what's going on with all the built-in crap on new machines and gives us an opportunity to address it. And I'll tell you something, even on some of the newer, really high-performance machines, the difference in the way the machine runs and the boot time after you run PC Decrapifier will astonish you. It will amaze you. You just don't realize how overloaded these things are with stuff that just isn't important. You know, if you need to run a lot of apps, then you need to run a lot of apps. But, you know, to be running stuff that you have no clue that's taken up three quarters of your memory is just ridiculous. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Let's talk a little bit. You know, I mentioned Sea Cleaner, and that brings to mind something I've been wanting to talk about for a while. They're constantly updating the software. A good company called Puriform. Very good company. Good guys. Good products. But like almost every product out there now, really getting professionalized. They want you to buy their software. And one of the ways that they do that, and I'm not suggesting this is completely illegitimate. I just think sometimes it's overdone. In fact, I think most of the time it's overdone. Is they try to include a lot of extra features and get you tied in and feeling like you got to pay for it to get a good piece of software. And again, the last thing in the world I would do is begrudge anyone that wants to make a living. This is good software. I think you should pay for it, even if you do disable some of the stuff I'm going to tell you to disable. But one of the reasons that I like free software is because it tends to not have all of that bloated feature list that serves a purpose, but I think, you know, a significant reason it's included is not just because it's a good feature to have, but often to just make a nice full fat feature list to make you feel like you want to pay for it. You know what? It's got 80 things it does instead of 40. And I'm not sure what those 80 things are, but man, that sounds good and it feels good. And so I'm going to go ahead and pay for it. When maybe the 40 is all you need, really. And your machine would actually really run better. Well, Sea Cleaner's latest versions have some monitoring stuff. And it sounds good. I don't like it because it keeps Sea Cleaner loaded in memory. And it is so easy. Your antivirus, your firewall perhaps, you know, whatever else you may have loaded in memory, now you add Sea Cleaner to that list, it makes a difference. And so one of the things I want to encourage you to do, if you download the latest versions, even the free versions of Sea Cleaner, it includes that automatic monitoring, and by default, they're enabled. Now, when I say monitoring, I'm not talking about they're watching you. What I mean is Sea Cleaner is looking for stuff to get rid of and delete, ongoing, real time. You know what? Disable that. Load Sea Cleaner when you want. Clean things out when you want. Maybe once a week, maybe once a month. Do not do the in-memory monitoring. Back after this.
Are you listening to Dave? Are you really? Well, you better.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.